Blog Talk Radio. What's your sign? Do you know? Let me guess. You're Scorpio. What's your rising? Where's your moon? Scorpios are pretty cool. See, I'm a sage, so they say. I'm a butterfly, I like to play. I'm always aiming into the sky. I point my arrows extremely high. 'Cause everyone has a sign. We're the supernatural.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Dr. Craig Martin, and you are listening to the Inside Connection Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I am here live every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific. There's a call-in number because there's live readings on this show, and that number is 213-943-3395. Don't miss out on getting a live reading if you want one. We're going to continue with a series that I've been working on for the past few weeks, which is a series of information about the different planets. And we have a really good one tonight that we're going to be working with, a really strong, really change-oriented energy that I think that we can grasp onto. It's planet Uranus. It's the first of the outer planets in astrology. We talk about them because they're so slow-moving that they actually create the societies, the generations, the generational influences that are a part of the way that society changes. So, for instance, you know, when I was born, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto were in a specific pattern, and it stayed like that for almost 10 years. And so it created a whole generation of people from the 60s. And when where we are now is quite different. So I'm kind of excited to get to be talking about the outer planets because I think in a very broad way, they represent some of the big social change, and a lot of us like to talk about that. So the Uranian energy is what we're going to be talking about tonight. The call-in number again is 213-943-3395. You can find me on Twitter as AstroHealer. You can find me on Facebook as Dr. Craig. And if you want to find out more about my work, please look me up on the internet at lahealer.com. I'm a Los Angeles-based astrologer. So Uranus is a planet of eccentricity, invention, but also of revolution. Very interesting that it has changed sign in the last year, and it's gone into Aries. If we know anything about Aries, it's this very bold, very entrepreneurial, very high energy, take charge, bold, somewhat aggressive in a way. Aries is ruled by Mars. So when we put Aries with Uranus, we end up with revolutionary change done in a somewhat aggressive, but at least, at the very least, a very bold way. And so, interestingly enough, Uranus went into Aries last year during what was what the media called the Arab Spring, but also it's very clear that the Occupy Wall Street movement is a representation of Uranus in Aries. So, getting a little bit more into the social thing, what we're going through right now socially, Uranus is in Aries. It's going to be there for about 7 or 8 years, and Pluto is in Capricorn. It has been already for about 3 or 4 years, and those two signs, Aries and Capricorn, are not compatible with each other. They're called square, so they make a 90-degree angle to each other, an uncomfortable geometric angle that creates tension. And Uranus and Pluto are not necessarily going to be the best of friends when they're in that kind of square energy. So Uranus in Aries is going to represent all the individuals, you know, individualism, the independence of the individual, the rights of the individual. And Pluto in Capricorn is actually going to represent like the hierarchy, the government, or the bankers, institutions. Capricorn is going to definitely be partly the ruling of institutions. So when we see the clash that's occurring between the Uranian element, the younger people, not necessarily younger, I guess, but the people who are more into individual rights and the freedom, very important, another word for Uranus is the freedom that people are actually asking for from a kind of tyranny, right? So tyranny, that's why so many despots in the Middle East got overthrown last year. There were representative of Pluto and Capricorn, strongly trying to hold on to a patriarchal tyranny-style dominance of the individual being represented by Uranus in Aries. So not to get too much into that, but this year, actually, not long from now, a few months from now, is the first square, the first real square. So if you think we've seen some change, we are really just at the tip of the iceberg of the change that's going to occur between the individual and the social hierarchy, the dogmatic, oppressive, you know, authority figures that are and have been in charge for a long time. So Pluto is inevitably does create the breakdown of that structure. So the patriarchal structure is going to have to undergo some kind of a change. And I think what's interesting about that is that that Pluto stays in Capricorn for a long time, almost 14 years. So it's a long time of change that we can expect to see, where there's going to be some breakdown in possibly some of the more masculine-run things. I think you're going to see more women come into power is definitely going to be one of the things that we're going to see. So The show tonight is about Uranus, it's about change, it's about inventiveness, it's about revolution, revolutionary ideas. You see, Uranus is ruled by Aquarius, and they go together because Aquarius is very idealistic. And in order for the planet Uranus to be able to function in inventiveness and revolution and originality and change, it has to operate from this place of idealism, because nothing actually gets changed without an idealistic cause. So, for instance, and to speak about what you see going on globally, you know, people want freedom. They definitely want freedom. They actually just want freedom to, you know, I guess, feel safe in their own homes. So ultimately, they want the freedom also to be able to express their ideas. This is an idealistic thing that people are reaching for. But that ideal that we can all be free to express ourselves without fear of retribution, because we might say something that would piss someone off and then they would want to oppress us, that whole idea that we can actually speak our mind comes from the idealism of Aquarius. And so Uranus functions in that realm, using an idealism to create revolution, originality, awakening, and change. So Uranus is in Aries, and interestingly enough, this week Uranus is going to be conjunct, that means in the exact same spot in the sky, as Mercury. So we have Uranus conjunct Mercury this coming week, and since Uranus represents change and Mercury represents communication, globally you can expect some unexpected communications, possibly of an aggressive nature because of Aries, but definitely at least of a bold nature. So on a personal level, if somebody that you know confronts you, that would be an expression of this Uranus in Aries conjunct Mercury in Aries. That's the way we say it in astrology. It's Uranus is in Aries. That means it's literally in front of Aries right now. Mercury is also in front of Aries right now. And funny enough, they're both in the exact same spot in Aries this week. So that sort of unexpected communication on a personal level, we can expect to see that happening. And then also unexpected communications necessarily on a global level where we might not really, it could be a gaffe. You could really see some really monumental gaffes come out of some people this week, because what Uranus rules shock value, so either it could be done on purpose or it could be done accidentally. We've seen a few people who have had, you know, some gaffes recently, and like Rush Limbaugh, he had a gaffe, a big gaffe, and unexpected for him, and it was unexpected that it came out the way it did, and it was unexpected the backlash that it had for him. So Uranus rules that unexpected surprise because it's designed to create some kind of disruption. Remember, when our lives are going along at a, you know, an even keel, sort of status quo, we get very much in a place where we can become complacent, and the universe does not like complacency because nothing can remain the same for too long. That's not what the name of the game is here. Life is in a state of evolution. The planet is in a state of evolution, and every individual on it is in a state of evolution, like every species, including human beings. Human consciousness is also in a state of evolution, and so if we're not being challenged, then one of the outer planet's functions, Uranus, the function is to create change to stimulate us in a way, and we all do seek change. You know, I think for most people, we don't really want to just sit around and do the same thing all the time. So we have an inkling to take a class, cook something new for dinner or whatever. It doesn't matter. Go to a different place on vacation. Whatever it is that's sort of new, that's represented by Uranian energy. The Uranian cycle is very interesting, and it takes 84 years for Uranus to go once around the sun, 84 years. So every 21 years, we have a significant, what's called a significant aspect of Uranus. So at age 21, 42, 63, and then finally at 84, funny enough, several of those tyrant despots in the Middle East were 84 years old when they got toppled. You have to look that up to believe it. But the Uranian cycle is very profound because it creates change in our lives in a cyclic way. Now, we all are going to have Uranian influence on our own charts independently. In other words, you could have a Uranian transit. A Uranian transit means a Uranian event, a Uranian experience, an experience of change or upheaval, giving you all a translation there. In your life, you could have that at any time because Uranus is affecting us individually all the time in its own specific way. However, there's a basic cycle of Uranus that we all go through that's very interesting. And if you think back on your life at all, or, you know, depending upon where you are in your life, at age 21, we all make some kind of a significant change. We break away from parental restrictions. We're usually done with college if we're going to have done that. But one of the more important things about that time is that we have the freedom. It's, again, about Uranus is about freedom. When we talk about Jupiter 2 weeks ago, it was about expanding our boundaries. Last week we talked about Saturn, which was about recognizing the limitations that we have. And Uranus wants to know that we can actually be free of the limitations that bind us. And of course we can. Sometimes what we have to do in order to be free of those things is radical. So we don't, you know, often necessarily, like if you've got children, you don't just walk away from them very often. Some people do, I guess, but that's what we need to know, is that we can. You know, it's sort of like Uranian thing. We need to know that we can. And so you all can use that example. Some people have children and then they feel like that's constrictive, right? They feel like there's a limitation there to have children. That's Saturn. They need to know that they can be free of those limitations. So maybe one day a week they hire a girl to help them out so that then they can still do their yoga class, right? It's like knowing that you're free to be able to do some things that you want to do, not like free that you can just, you know, go and, you know, screw your life off somewhere, although that's a huge Uranian experience, right? If anybody ever saw Into the Wild, wonderful soundtrack on that with Eddie Vedder. I'll have to get a piece of music from there for one of the shows. But if anyone saw Into the Wild, about that boy that just wants to, like, you know, disconnect from everything, his sister, his mother, his father, and go out into Alaska, and of course he ends up with not the very happiest ending. But it was the true story of this boy that wanted this liberation and this freedom. And I was watching that movie and I was like, if this guy is not an Aquarius, and sure enough he was, because it was a complete expression of Uranian, a Uranian desire to be free from restrictions, college, his family, his parents. So when we embrace the Uranian idea, okay, when we embrace it, when we say, like, okay, I can see where I need a little Uranian energy in my life, we reach out into the world with a change. That's the first thing we have to do in order to be able to get in, out of a rut. Let's say we're in a job that's a rut, or we're unemployed and it's a rut, or we're in a relationship and it's a rut, a marriage, whatever it is, a living situation, a city that we don't like, something that's just repetitive, that's no longer helping us grow, that's no longer challenging us, that's no longer useful in any way. We take that energy and we embrace a Uranian idea, Uranian change. Now, like I said, individually, that can be happening to us as individuals based on our own individual chart. But as a group, we're experiencing that cyclically every 21 years. So it's guaranteed that even if you want to be one of the biggest couch potatoes on the face of the earth, that every 21 years, something will disrupt your status quo in order to be able to create a new energy, a newness, okay, a change in your life so that you can get out of the rut that you're in. The second one is age 42. Often it's been happening a little early, 41 to 42. And that's normally called the midlife crisis. And you see a lot of people at 41, 42. Again, it's about freedom. You might look at your spouse and you might be like, oh my God, we're just the same old, there's nothing new here. What am I doing with you? Some people have very difficult and painful Uranian opposition. It's called the Uranian opposition because it's halfway around the sun from where it was when you were born, because it takes 84 years to go all the way around. So at 42, it's halfway around. And so that represents the midlife crisis. And that midlife crisis is, again, about freedom and change. And what happens is people look at their lives and they're like, wow, what is it that I've really been wanting to do that I haven't done? What is it that I really want to accomplish, want to experience, you know, want to achieve? That's what your individual life is all about. It's all about what are you here to accomplish and achieve for yourself personally. It doesn't have to be any grandiose thing for others. It can just be for yourself. What do you want to achieve? Do you want to learn how to cook? Do you want to learn how to read? Do you want to learn how to read Spanish? Do you want to learn how to, you know, like, become a medical doctor or a lawyer? Then those are the things that you need to strive for in order to bring into your life so that you can experience them well. At 42, again, freedom, the Uranian idea of freedom kicks in. And the next thing you know, you're like, okay, I'm going to have to do something or bring something into my life in order to be able to make it happen. What is that thing that I want to do? So 42 is very pivotal for most people. They can overthrow relationships, jobs, living situations, cities, towns that they live in, etc., and really go into something that they maybe have always wanted. wanted to do, they want to feel free to be able to do that. So, you know, I always say, like, it's difficult to date somebody who's 41 because they may or may not know what they really want, and it's just a period of disruption. By the other hand, people who are still single when they're 42, they definitely know what it is that they want. And if they want to be in a relationship, they're totally ready. Can happen earlier than that, obviously, but for fluctuations for the way that people are, 42 is definitely a settle down age, because if you want it, if you want a relationship at that age, you're definitely going to be able to bring it into your life. So the Uranian cycle going a little bit further out, the and just kind of briefly here, because I don't know about my listening audience or our demographic, but the 63-year-old one is very interesting, because it's like, what do I really want to do with the rest of my life? And the 84-year-old one is really about freedom. Because at 84 is when you finally realize, right, you can't take it with you, you're not really that interested in collecting more physical possessions, and you're really willing to move into whatever is the rest of your life beyond 84 with a great deal of freedom. Usually you're not bogged down. It's usually a time when you can really, like, look at your life and be like, you know, okay, I see what it is that I've done, and now I'm really free to maybe do something. It's like sort of the bucket list freedom. That's 84. So I said I wouldn't spend too much time on that, because the important things are when I think, not important, but certainly for people who are making a great deal of change in their lives, that the one at 21 and the one at 42 are pivotal. The one at 63 and 84, I think, are even, the impact is even less if we've made the change when we're younger. So, once again, you're listening to Inside Connection Radio, and I'm Dr. Craig Martin. I'm a Los Angeles-based astrologer. There's a call-in number for the show, 213-943-3395, and I encourage anybody to call in who wants to get a live reading. So don't miss out on those live readings. They are awesome and important. And you can find me on Twitter as Astro Healer and see some of my snarky little tweets, and also on Facebook as Dr. Craig, where I post things about this show and also other things about planetary alignments and things like that that are of importance. If you want to find out more about me on the internet, I can be found at lahealer.com, LA Los Angeles Healer.com. So this past week, there was something of astrological significance that's worth mentioning, even though it's not Uranian, because it was quite beautiful. And I hope that some of you were actually witness to the two bright stars in the west after the sun had set. They seemed like headlights in the sky. And in fact, you know, those are not stars. Those are planets. And on Tuesday night, but even now tonight, they're close to each other. And on Monday, obviously, they were close. But Tuesday, they were exact. They were an exact conjunction between Jupiter and Venus in Taurus. And what I had written about that was that this is a union of a real sense of beauty and a real sense of success. So anytime during this week, I'm recommending, if you want to do a little prayer, you want to do a little ritual for yourself, light a white candle, light a green candle, and meditate on how large, on how successful you actually can be. That the success that's possible right now for us individually is only limited by what you can visualize. And so visualize, a receptive world that's here to embrace what it is that you're ready to teach and what it is that you want to teach, and allow that to come in and be a part of your present day reality. So I think that's really important to take a look at that. I do have a couple of people on the switchboard, though, and I have been talking for a while. So what I'm going to do is click on one of my friends here, my good friends, maybe from New Orleans, I think. Mary Lou?
Hi, how are
you? Are you on the Inside Connection with Dr. Craig?
Thank you.
Yeah, how are you tonight?
I had the most frustrating day. I'm going to say that it's Mercury retrograde, because talking to people has been like pulling teeth out of their head.
Right. because they're not communicating?
They're talking in circles. And then when I got through dealing with the adults, my child came home and did the same thing.
Oh, ouch.
I know. It's about ready to knock my own head up against the wall.
Mary Lou, you're Wheeling, West Virginia?
Yes.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, specific like to today, interestingly, just to talk maybe a little bit in very, very specific astrology terms, right? Oh, today's the 15th, 16th, you know? It's very, wow, this is powerful time for you because you're having what's called the Chiron return, and we haven't done Chiron in the segments on the radio show, but I'm going to tell you a little something about Chiron. Chiron is an asteroid, and it takes 50 years to go around the sun. Not that I'm going to give away your age, Mary Lou, but Chiron takes 50. Don't worry, I'm a little bit older than you.
It doesn't matter.
And we look fantastic, let me tell you. Chiron takes 50 years to go around the sun, and we have Chiron in Pisces, and today is the day of your Chiron return. I mean, literally, can you believe it? It took 50 years to get to the exact same spot as where it was when you were born, and it is there today, at the same spot when you were born. And it's in Pisces, and some of that talking around in circles is like you feeling like you're overextended.
Yes.
And that you want to help people so much that you've got this helpful, loving nature and that you want to help people so much. And what ends up happening is that, you know, you feel martyred by them, like, confusing you or talking in circles. It makes you want to isolate yourself. It makes you want to run away from them. I think the big lesson of the Chiron return, because mine just ended last year, is that you have to recognize that them behaving the way they do is their issue. It's just huge. It was huge for me. The way in which they behave and what it is that we're looking for from them, from these individuals, like you're looking for some kind of clear communication from them, it's not possible. Let it go. Let go what it is that you feel like you need from them. Let go of the fact that them being the way they are martyrs you because you want to help them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Right.
Very powerful. Very, very powerful.
I sort of got that.
I know, it's humongous.
It didn't take away the frustration.
Yeah.
And then to have a child saying, I want the same, I want it, I don't hear you when you say no, I want it, and it just goes on for hours, so you could just scream.
How old?
Five.
Yeah, five. And basically you're just looking there saying too bad.
Oh, finally I made him a deal that I didn't think that he would go for to teach him a lesson.
And he went for it.
Yeah,
oh, no.
You want that, you pay for it. He spent all of his money, he got it. And it was a really bad deal. It was a bad deal. But it shut him up.
That's all right. That's all right. You didn't have to feel martyred and you put the responsibility on him.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, it's really good to talk to you, and I have a bunch of people who are hanging out in the switchboard,
right.
But you know I grabbed you first because you are special on my show because you're always writing me really nice notes in the chat room, and you're always saying really nice things to me in the side room, and I just want to thank you for listening in again tonight.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking my call because
you're welcome,
made sense out of
I'll see you here again for sure.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Good night. Love hearing from Mary Lou. So I do have a 323 caller. I do have a 323 caller on the line. You've been waiting for a while. Hi, it's Dr. Craig, and you're on the Inside Connection.
Hello, Dr. Craig. My name is Raymond, and I'm actually calling with a friend of yours, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Is it Jennifer?
Butterfly?
Oh, awesome. How are you?
Hi, we're the three of us, our little baby girl, Ruby, and
right. Hi, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, well, Raymond was interested in getting a reading, so I'll let him
okay,
talk.
Okay, awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just pull up the astrology software, and what I can do is put your birth information in there, Raymond, so... go ahead and tell me the first initial of your last name.
That would be L.
L, and your birth date?
May 30th, 1983.
And your birth time?
I believe it's 11:36 p.m.
Okay, and your birth town?
Tarzana, California.
Got it. Okay, we're good. So, awesome. Here we go.
All right.
It's really nice to hear from both of you, and congratulations on your baby. I know
Thank
she must be actually quite a few months old now, right? She must be 6 months?
Yep, she is.
Yeah, congratulations. It's very weird that I thought about you today, so I think that's kind of awesome. I swear that I did, I swear. I was thinking about who has baby the same age as my baby, and boom,
uh-huh.
Of course, you were the first person because I have a five-month-old. Okay, let's jump in on Raymond's chart here, and we can talk at another time. So, interesting chart, Aquarius rising, very good for tonight's show because tonight's show is about Uranus, and Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius. So, you know, sometimes you think you're a little different, Raymond, and, you know, you operate from a different set of ideals and values because you don't want to be tied down by limitations or limiting structure that would never really suit you. And even though you have really good values and a very stable head, you know, for a Gemini especially, you're a very stable kind of guy, you're still a very social and communicative person. Like, you want a group of people around you. You have to have conversation. You have to have humor. You have to have energy. You have to have relationships. And Uranus and Jupiter in your chart are conjunct in Sagittarius in the 10th house. So maybe you work with foreigners, or maybe you have an international company, or maybe you work as a lawyer, or maybe something in your day-to-day life and your career has to have something to do with a higher spiritual or a higher truth. That's why law is kind of thrown in there also. Because for you, it's like you have to be someone who really is like seeking, and then putting out what it is that you found, those truths that you found, like as a communicator, a writer, a teacher, all these different things that, you know, that you're interested in doing, although some of it is kind of private, like some of your humor you might save for your, you know, your daughter and your significant other, because you have Gemini in the fourth house, so you definitely need someone that's good with language in the home, because it would make you crazy if you were with someone boring, because with the way your chart is, if you're not really stimulated by new ideas and higher truth and a higher mind and humor, especially, like, it's got to have some humor, because your Mars is in Gemini, and it's connected to the sun. As a matter of fact, you were born when the sun and Mars were at the exact same spot in the solar system. They were, like, aligned. And, of course, you're a man. And so Mars is very important in your chart, like Venus is important in a woman's chart. Not that Venus isn't important in your chart, but Mars is important to you because you're going to identify with the Mars part of your character more than the Venus part, let's say. And that's about your sense of humor and your wit and your language skills. So with Aquarius rising and Uranus at the midheaven, career is very important to you, and you want a very broad, very open, travel-oriented, the whole world is your business partner, the whole world is your business oyster, don't forget it. And you have a destiny point, actually, to do something in Gemini. So if you're not teaching, lecturing, standing up in front of people, or if you haven't started your own stand-up comedy act, then you're not on the right path.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right. Well, I can say this. I'm not completely surprised, though, but you are absolutely spot on.
Oh, that's good.
Primarily, I noted that it was the majority was based within positive, not that I'm a negative seeker, but I'd like to know if there's any negative aspects to this reading. Because
No, that's fine. Are there any negative aspects to this reading? Right now, there isn't anything. Okay, So right now you're having a Saturn return. That's a part of what you're having. So, you know, because of your age, it takes Saturn 29
right.
years to go around the sun, and so you're having a Saturn return. And what that's going to represent for you right now, I wouldn't say that it's a negative, okay? So it's just that it's a normal cycle, but it is difficult in your chart because you have Saturn conjunct Saturn and Saturn square the moon, okay? So maybe with women there's a few difficulties, maybe something at work there's a few difficulties, but definitely with some relationships that you have or some relationship in particular, and it definitely doesn't necessarily look like the significant other. It looks like another relationship, Capricorn.
Could it be Scorpio?
Could it be a Scorpio? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the issue is that relationship no longer serves you, and you're going to end up having to get rid of it. And so that's kind of can represent a problem because it could be related to your career because Pluto is the ruler of your career line. So, you know, it's just that that relationship itself is something that in order for you to grow and become more of an adult, you have to realize that that relationship has got childhood behavior patterns in it that no longer serve you. It's always when I do my readings and I do my teachings, it's not really about that person. It's about you and your response to them. And the way in which you handle it is to be able to cleave out the dead wood in your life. That's a big message of a Saturn return. Yeah.
It looks like I have a lot of work ahead of me.
You
but
have
that's
some
all right.
work ahead of you.
Okay.
Listen, I have a couple of people hanging out and waiting on me, and that was really nice of you guys to call in, and I hope I see you soon.
Yeah, it was great talking to you, and thank
I would
you
love
very
to
much
you.
For your time.
Okay,
thank
no
you.
Worries. Good night, hon. Oh. So you're listening to Dr. Craig Martin, and I'm on the Inside Connection Radio on Blog Talk Radio, where I'm giving live readings at 213-943-3395. Area code 317, you're on the Inside Connection.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Who are you?
Good. Good. This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Have I read for you before?
You have.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
How can I help you tonight?
Well, you were talking about 42, and so
right.
I was curious about 42 because I am going to be hitting soon.
Right.
Not next
right.
year.
Right, and you have Uranus in your chart at in Libra, so are you in a relationship?
I am not.
You're not. So what happens is that it brings a relationship. That's what it's going to do. It's going to bring a relationship. You have Uranus on the 8th and 9th house cusp, so the relationship will be sexual. We'll say that very quietly because, you know, we're on
That's
the
okay.
radio. So, yes, a sexual relationship, a romantic relationship, but the 8th house has to do with sexual intimacy and intimacy in general. And one of the things that I think is good is that the person's going to be very strong-minded, very strong-willed, and, you know, you're going to have to realize that you have your own spiritual message because I remember your chart. You have 5 planets in Sagittarius. You're an Aquarius, but, hon, you've got 5 planets in Sagittarius. You're one of the most spiritually minded, philosophical. Like I think I had said to you, I hope you've done the traveling. I hope you've traveled.
And I haven't.
Yeah, but you must long to.
Yeah, I do,
yeah.
actually.
So this is what I want you to do. I want you to visualize someone that's going to travel with you.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah,
and
because I go ahead.
I was just curious. I'm going to school, and I keep thinking, am I going to school for no good reason? You know, I can't figure out what I want to do with it. And I'm curious if you can see that. I don't know.
If I can see that, if I can see why you're in school?
If there's a good reason for it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you're in school, Saturn is in the ninth house, so whatever it is that you're learning is very serious, but very good for you. The reason is that it's a part of your identity. That's the number one thing, is that you want it to, whatever it is, whatever the degree is, and whatever it is that you're learning, you want to be able to incorporate that into who you say you are. That's the number one reason. So whether you're going to do anything, you are also going to be. You know, knowing that you're going to be more educated, you're going to have that level of information. And in your chart, it first and foremost talks about that. Like you're going to be able to say, I am blah, blah, whatever it is that you're studying first. And so if you want to take that out into the outer world and make a career out of that, you will have an opportunity for that, but it's going to still take a couple of more years for you to really figure it out. But that's okay. I think the Uranian opposition, that's the 42-year-old thing, is going to be really good for you. It really is. It's going to be a really good change for you, where you're going to meet some new people. You're going to kind of stir up your life a little bit because you want to have a relationship again.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sure that you and I will talk again, and it's a pleasure to talk with you tonight.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
So I'm Dr. Craig Martin. You're listening to the Inside Connection Radio. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show and for calling in and for, working on yourselves, a little bit of spiritual wisdom. I know I have a couple of more callers in the chat room, in the switchboard, and I want to let you know that if you're in there right now, I am going to get to you before the show is over. So I can't promise anyone that tries to get on the switchboard right now, but the people that are in there, I'm definitely going to read for you tonight, so hang in there. Uranian energy is so dynamic, right? One minute you're here, the next minute you're there. You don't really know. And when Uranus, for instance, transited my fourth house, and the fourth house is the house of actually home, I moved. I moved so fast, though, and I didn't even realize how it was going to happen. And then also there was so much disruption and chaos surrounding it because I thought I was going to move to one place, and that fell through at the last minute. And the next thing you know, I was going to move to the next place, and then I ended up in some place that was so incredible that I was living in some place I never could have imagined, like, whew, right out of a Uranian experience, like a whirlwind, right? And even the Native Americans describe God in this way, like a swirling mystery that manifestation just flies from. So what's interesting about that is that if you tap into that swirling mystery of manifestation and you tap into it, then you're likely to get the change that it is that you're looking for, because you're going to embrace the idea that change is possible for you. And that's what tonight's show is about, and that's what the whole show is about. But it's about Uranian change, right? Bringing it in, embracing it. 917, you're on the Inside Connection.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, hi. I wasn't sure if there was any other 917s out there. Hi, Dr. Craig. How are you?
Hi. Who is this?
This is Louis Guy. Louis Guy Metzner.
How are you?
And I'm calling from New York. I'm a first-time caller.
I see that.
Yeah. I'm a first-time caller, but I come highly recommended from some friends.
Okay, great.
Yeah, who you have read for, and I've heard some
great
things about you. But right now, it's just like it's a real time of like change, and I feel like life is always changing for me constantly.
Yeah.
And
why don't you
like,
give me your birth information? What's your birthday?
Okay, let's start where you tell me where to start. I'll go.
Your birthday.
Okay, my birthday is May 23rd, 5/23, 1981.
1981.
Yep.
And your birth time?
And my birth time is about 5:13 p.m.
P.m. And your birth town?
Hudson, New York.
Okay, great. Great.
Yeah.
Basically the Saturn return for you is past. So, you know, like last year especially, which was that, you know, the the 29 year, maybe even moving into the year before, the Saturn return has passed. So whatever changed for you at that time, if it was a friend or a friendship or something that you had to let go of, or even if a new relationship started at that time at 29, it certainly was a mature decision. But I totally see what it is that you're going through right now, because you're having a Neptune square the Sun. So I'll do a little bit of the reading for you, and then we'll just talk about that one transit.
Yeah,
because
we were really both of those.
You're very relationship-oriented, and you have Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto and Libra. There's a lot of Libra in your chart. And you also have three planets in Gemini in the eighth house, which is, again, the eighth house, if you were listening to the previous caller, is a little bit about sex. So, you know, without getting too personal with you on the radio here, you're motivated to have communicative intimacy in and out of bed. That was interesting way to say that. And it's just for you, it's about having a dialogue. You know, there's always some talking that you want to do because you want to remain informed and you want to be able to, you know, make sure. And you know, you're a very loyal person, again, for a Gemini, because you can be very jealous and all kinds of Scorpio things that are not necessarily that nice. But you have Mars in Taurus and you're a man, so the Mars energy in your chart is important to you. It makes you loyal. It makes you money-oriented in some ways, but not excessively necessarily. It doesn't have to, although you might like to find a wealthy partner because you certainly would like to be, you know, comfortable in your life. You have Moon in Capricorn, which is interesting because it makes you a little status conscious, a little you know, hard-working, career-oriented, status-conscious, not necessarily in a negative way, except there are a couple of layers of your chart that talk about not only the communication and teaching and writing that you'd like to do, but also how you would be interested in gaining some kind of notoriety, or even though you might be like, oh, my God, no way, it's true. And you know it, that you would like to have some attention put on you, because your destiny point is actually in Leo in the 10th house, which is about some kind of public recognition. You know, fame is a weird word because people think fame and they're like, oh my God, front cover of People magazine. But that's not what fame is. Fame is just a notoriety or being known or being seen. And
yeah,
while you're very comfortable in a group of friends and being friends with people, and that's very easy for you, it's very easy for you to have people over at your house and throw a little dinner party or whatever, or have a little intimate get-together, that's your comfort zone. There's a drive inside of you to go outside of yourself and do something public, to be a leader of some kind at any level, even if it's just within a company or, you know, owning your own business. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be on the front cover of People magazine. Let's see. So Neptune square the Sun, very confusing, right? I mean, like,
yeah,
is this person telling me the truth? Am I supposed to believe them? What's going on? How come this doesn't feel right to me? Am I being taken for a ride? Is somebody taking me for money? It feels good, but I'm not sure if there's something that's not being told that's being truthful. It could be that, or it could be you that's that person. By the way, it always can happen in reverse. So, but let's just say with Mars and Taurus that you don't like being, you know, the typical more two-faced kind of Gemini, and that you're really a very loyal, values, moral kind of Gemini, because it's hard for you to go against that Mars energy. And so let's say it's the other person in the equation that you're wondering.
Well, thank
you. If
I see it that way.
Huh?
I see it that way.
Yeah, so let's say it's the other person in the equation, and the answer is that they're not telling you the truth.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And now,
I'm not
but,
being trite.
Now,
I'm not
as
being
the
trite.
Other, as the other person, sorry, do you mean in, like, work or relationships or what is this?
Work first, because the Sun is the ruler of your career house. So work first. Secondly, it could be somebody that you're involved in would definitely be a sexual relationship. It wouldn't just be someone that you were, like, having a flirtation with. It would be somebody that you're involved with, somebody that you might be like sharing money with or doing some kind of enterprise together, something like that. Now, are they intentionally not telling you the truth? And here's like the part beyond my, like, again, my snarky little online reading, is that no, they might not be intentionally. Sometimes people mislead us when they have the best of intentions, but still, all the details are not being disclosed, and yeah, and it gets more confusing for you. Sorry to tell you that. It gets a little more confusing before things get clear. They will get clear, okay? I want you to know that. But not before the information that you don't know becomes known by you. And it's a little hard for me to pierce into all of that, like on the radio show. In other words, pick all the details apart. So, but yeah, I mean, as far as are there good things? Yeah. Jupiter has been in your seventh house. If you started a relationship, that's awesome. Jupiter is going to go into your eighth house, so you can count on maybe making some money or getting some money, being able to borrow some money. But see, at the same time, you have to be careful of who it is that you borrow it from or who borrows it from you, et cetera, you know, or what. Yeah, because even if it looks like it's a raise or a promotion, it you have to read the fine print.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like I'm at a real time of change in my life right now. Just everything from the work level to
started at 29.
My own life.
It started at 29.
And it actually went almost just how you said it. Actually, I met somebody at 29, and then also a very good friend of mine and I kind of split apart also at that same time.
Exactly.
And that's when things started, you know, to take a turn and change, and things have been progressing and, you know, getting better, but also with work, things are shaping and molding into something, and I can't really see it right now. I don't know really where it's going. I don't exactly know what the right path to choose is or what the right direction
is
going.
Some of it is good. Some of it is positive. It's just you really have to read the contract because there's going to be something in there that's a surprise. That's all. I mean, you know,
Okay.
You can contact me outside the show as well, and I don't necessarily say that to everyone, but you do have a lot going on. And yeah, and it's a lot to sort of cover in like 5 minutes. So
absolutely.
It's not
so
bad,
it
though. I want you to be able to get off the radio and at least know that the relationship I kind of like. It's born under a very good star. Are you in one?
I am in a relationship, yes.
And is it a good
one? I feel like it's a very solid and good relationship.
Yeah,
and
it actually gets deeper. It gets much deeper over the summer, and you'll be really pleased with the direction that it goes. Just nice and easy with it, and
allow it to grow. We've had a lot of work ahead of us, you know, up to this point, a lot of trials and tribulations and things. And also, you know, it's been a lot of our relationship has been about me getting over a lot of those kind of Gemini traits that you spoke of before.
Yeah.
Things, you know, and we're not
really
necessarily getting over them.
You.
Thank you. It's been great to talk to you. And, you know, I will follow up with you. I really like
you
the way
can,
the
you know, you can find my, you can find me on lahealer.com and you can write me through there also.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And I'll keep my information so I can...
I have it. Anyone that calls in, it's private. It's not on the internet. I have my own astrology software.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Dr.
You're welcome.
Again,
you have a
wonderful
night.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Too.
And I'm going to take one more caller. Hi. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Beth. I've called one time before. I don't know. My birthday is April 3rd, 1971.
Let me see. Beth, huh? April 3rd, 1971. You know what? I might have to enter it again, Beth. What's the first letter of your last name?
A J.
J. No, I don't have it. Okay, so April 3rd, 1971. Go ahead, the time.
It's at 8:19 p.m. I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. I can't remember if it's 9:18 or 8:19.
Okay, that's fine. And what's your birth town?
Dunedin, Florida. But I know my moon's in Cancer, so if I got the time wrong, I'm Scorpio rising. So if I got the time wrong, then you'll know.
Scorpio rising. Here we go. I feel like I remember reading for you. I don't know why it's not in here. Sometimes I don't press save, I guess. And
oh, that's all right.
Yes, this is Scorpio rising at 8:19. The thing is that it's Scorpio rising at 9:18. But that's okay. That's okay. You're good. So, based on your age, you know, again, it's the Uranian opposition and the Neptune square. What is it that you want to accomplish in your life that maybe you haven't accomplished yet? You know, that's one of the big things. And if you're not in a relationship, you're going to be, even though it might take almost another year for that to manifest. You're really working on that. And actually, I see it being a really good relationship, the kind of relationship that really moves you, because you have Venus in Pisces, so you're looking for somebody who's sensitive, like you are, and somebody that, you know, can be compassionate with others. And that person is definitely out there. So did you have a specific question?
Yeah. I wanted to know when you feel like I'm going to move.
Moving.
Relocation.
Yeah. At the time of the Uranian opposition, which is not until the end of this year and the beginning of next year. It's about 1 year from now. That's when you're going to move. And it's going to be a big move, too. It's not just going to be a little move. You're really going to move, like make a big change, a big move. Why, are you expecting to move now?
No, not right now.
Okay. Well, that's what I see. I see you moving in about 1 year's time.
Okay.
Okay. I have to wrap up the show because I only have 3 more minutes on. So it was nice of you to call again.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you again. Just got to say hello to Mary Lou one more time. How are you?
I'm good.
You hanging in there?
I am.
I'm going to review that one more time for you. The Chiron return is the time when we heal the wound that we've experienced all our lives, and you're at the time where you're healing that. And so the idea is don't give what you can't give, number one. And don't try to get something from people who can't give it to you.
Oh.
So don't try to get clarity from people who are talking in circles. Like, that only makes us feel crazy. So don't give what you can't give, and don't try to get what they're not capable of giving. It's kind of huge, right?
Well, that's been a lifelong lesson, isn't it?
Girl, let me tell you. Every time I see you pop up in the chat room, you put a smile on my face.
All right.
I hope you have a great night.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So it's Dr. Craig Martin. This is the Inside Connection. Next week, tune in for the class on Neptune, the show on Neptune. I'm going to be teaching about transcendence and how to transcend the ego. Tonight, I'm leaving you with Cream and I Feel Free. Mm-hmm.